Reconstructionist Radio presents a War Room production. The Postno Report with Nathan F. Conkey.
43rd edition of the Postno Report with your host, Nathan F., sometimes Conkey. Now, I want to address the elephant in the room in this whole business of post-millennialism. You know, it's fun and easy to build mental castles in the sky of a rosy future where all nations will have been baptized and discipled, and godliness and freedom ubiquitous throughout the world. And it is probably a useful exercise to imagine just that and make it a source of thanks and praise and worship to God. Incidentally, I do a bit of reading and came across a little factoid in a sports book I read last week. The more time we spend fantasizing, visioning about an outcome, the less likely we are to do what is necessary that we do to achieve that goal which we are fantasizing about. But here we are, far from our dreams, living in Wicklow or Texas or Virginia or High Wycombe, feeling very small and weak as we are surrounded by friends, strangers, and maybe even family members who do not believe as we believe. How are we to bring in the kingdom? What hope do we have? I would like to simply review the idea of the promises of God, to choose this fact over in my mind in front of all you lovely people to help stir my heart and hopefully yours too. Now, I've been rereading God's Plan for Victory, The Meaning of Postmillennialism by R.J. Rushdoony. So if I say, quote, and I'm not talking about the Bible, I am quoting from that book. Now, what we want is success. We want success for God's agenda in the world, progress towards the fully realized kingdom of God on earth. But how does one make progress? How does one succeed? We can work hard, and that is supposed to bring success and progress, but how can we know that when we work, our work will mean something, that it will make a lasting impact for God and for good? Learning helps. We can learn the principles of success, but how do we know that these principles are correct? Or how can we know that they will work for me in Mexico or England or in the US or even in New Zealand? How can I be sure that I can build a kingdom as a single man and teacher, or a married business owner, or a stay-at-home educating mother? We can point to the great historic and contemporary progress of the Word of God around the world. We can look at statistics, but ultimately, all we have is ourselves and the Word of God open in front of God's face. Quote, I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall hear. Isaiah 45:23. This is the ground of our hope for personal growth, for personal sanctification, and hope of really making an impact for God. If our hearts are slow to believe, we can pray the doubter's prayer. Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Being sensible about the whole thing is not going to help. Only the obedience of faith will help. And faith comes from the Spirit-empowered hearing of Scripture. We need to feed our faith with stories of the great men of God and their deeds of faith, and remind ourselves that we are called to trust and obey too. Now, we don't just go to the gym like a nerd and come back a jock. We don't plant a seed one day and come back the next day eating the fruit. We need to take time to cultivate our faith, to do greater and greater deeds of faith. That is, we must grow in our obedience, slowly but surely. So, We ask God for faith and go to the Holy Spirit gym every day. Great. But do we have a plan, a strategy for success? You may live in a city of 10 million or a village of a couple of hundred persons. How can you possibly make an impact with your neighbours? How can you conquer for Christ where you are? Good news, and I quote, God has a plan for the conquest of all things by his covenant people. That plan is his law. It leaves no area of life and activity untouched. And it predestines victory. To deny the law is to deny God and his plan for victory. The law of God is not a 10-step success program, but it is a success program, and it kind of has 10 steps as well. It is the only success program that has ever worked. It is guaranteed by the Lord of creation, who cannot lie and who does not change like shifting shadows. It is foolproof. It is a sure thing. It is solid gold. It is relevant whether you live in Bucknagh or Boston, Puchon or Bali. It works if you live in a secular setting or deep in the heart of the Muslim world. It works whether you sell stuff on Amazon or work in a cubicle. It works whether you are single or are married, black or white or fat. It doesn't matter. If you want to fight the enemies of God, be a light in a dark place, be salt to preserve your society from rottenness, the obedience of faith of the saved man, woman or child to the law of God, that's going to work every time. We have no hope of reforming the public schools, no chance of persuading your president or prime minister to push a button and make your nation great again or Christian again. We have no guarantee of persuading our friends, family or Facebook acquaintances to embrace our favourite theological theories, good or bad. Let's abandon these forlorn hopes and embrace obedience instead. It's a sure thing. We have a cast iron promise from God. We have the mother of all insider tips. Let's give ourselves to learning God's law inside and out and become experts on applying it to our context, and we will be making an investment that has a sure return. We don't need to buy special equipment. We don't need to go to Bible college. We don't need to move house, although that may be a good idea for some folks. The point is, this works. We don't need to be young. We don't need to be pretty. We don't need to have a certain IQ or six-pack abs, although who knows, that may help. Good health may help too, but it doesn't really matter. Start where you are. Start loving the law of God. Now, Hollywood tells you a different story. It says Christians are losers, and the road to success is through lawlessness and conformity, or wearing the right pair of jeans. The churches tell you, bizarrely, that the world belongs to the devil, or that his kingdom is more vigorous than Christ's. Satan is clergyman, whatever next. Business books tell you a range of stuff. Some of it is helpful, some not so helpful. Rabbis write books on the 10 commandments of success, some of which is helpful, some of which is not. But again, we have a sure thing. Let's pray with the psalmist and the Holy Spirit. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Psalm 119:64. Maybe you think it's cheesy to promise folks success when they obey. Maybe you think it smacks of worldliness or materialism or, heaven forbid, triumphalism. You know what? I don't care. Chew on this. The declaration of Scripture is clear. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Deuteronomy 28:14. To deny God's law is to deny him and his kingdom, and to serve other gods and another faith. End quote. Obeying isn't easy. It doesn't come naturally. But read the first few verses of Deuteronomy 28. You'll find that the upside is pretty substantial. Quote, according to these and other declarations of Scripture, the determination of all things within time is in terms of obedience and disobedience to God's law. End quote. There is no secret to success and kingdom building. There is no caveat in the contract. There is no exception which proves the rule. There is you and your family and your job or business and your locality, and there is the covenant of God. It doesn't matter if the Reverend Pessy Millennial or Captain Bible College man disagrees with you. It doesn't matter if Sally from Washington State thinks the law of God is barbaric and then blocks you on Facebook. It matters not a fig that your parents, whom you must honour, think that the law of God is unspiritual or just plain stupid. Jesus is standing in front of you, figuratively or literally, pointing you to his words. The meek shall inherit the earth. Brothers and sisters, no need to be down in the dumps. Start loving God through the obedience of faith right where you are, and victory will slowly but surely be yours. What a wonderful God. What a fantastic message that our labour in the Lord is never in vain. Have a great week, brother. Crack open that Bible, get down on your knees, and get up and go. The Lord bless you all now. By the way, if you'd like to support my work here in Puebla, Mexico, please get in touch through cten.org/NathanConkey, where you can make a tax-deductible donation, or throw me a line on the Facebook. Cheerio now, chaps and chapettes.
The Reconstructionist Radio Podcast Network brings to you a complete lineup of podcasts where you will hear practical and tactical theology. Our desire is not simply that you consume our shows, but that you also live out your faith in every area of life. We can talk all day long about these things, but if we fail to put them into practice, then we fail as ambassadors of Jesus Christ, our King. Subscribe now to your favorite Reconstructionist Radio Podcast Network shows, or you can subscribe to the Reconstructionist Radio Master Feed, where all of the content we produce, including the audiobooks and audio articles, will pop up as soon as they are available. And don't forget to visit ReconstructionistRadio.com to volunteer as a narrator or to partner with this ministry financially. May the Holy Spirit stir you into action for Christ and His kingdom.